Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Someone you met has made you forget. You know you can count on me. I wish you success, loads of happiness. But I must confess, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely. If you need a friend, I'm yours until the end. You know you can count on me.
Was the wonderful Count Basie Orchestra with You Can Depend on Me from 1939. That lovely tight rhythm and the wonderful swing. The orchestra, well, it was one of the best and had some amazing talent. Of course, Count Basie on piano. I think we heard Buck Clayton on trumpet there and lovely smooth tenor sax from Lester Young. The song was written by Charlie Carpenter, Louis Dunlap, and Earl Hines. We start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we're going to be featuring some big bands from the 1930s, 40s, and into the 50s. I already hit the microphone there. Just settle that down. And we've got some nice singers for you as well this morning, because, of course, one of the frequent features of these big bands, not only all the wonderful solos and arrangements by the various jazz artists, but The Singers. And we heard, I believe, Jimmy Rushing on that one. Our next performers is a band led by Woody Herman, and we're featuring a couple of tracks from Woody today. Well, he started out with the Isham Jones Orchestra, which he took over in 1936 and led numerous incarnations and reincarnations of that band over the years, and it was jam-packed with talent, too. They're going to bring us a number written by Brooks Bauman. From 1952, he's the Woody Herman Orchestra with East of the Sun. We'll follow that up with another great band, Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, it's called. This is from 1945, and they're going to be bringing us a number that was written by Duke Ellington and also band member Johnny Hodges, along with some help from Don George. It's a lovely song, I'm Beginning to See the Light. And the lyrics will be brought to us by Joya Sherrill. And then back to 1941, to one of our favorites, at least one of mine on this show, and she's got a lovely, lovely voice, Anita O'Day. Always lovely to listen to, that lovely, smooth, relaxed style. And this is early on in Anita's life and career. She's singing with the Gene Krupa Orchestra in 1941. They're going to bring us a number written by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer called Skylark. And that'll be Anita O'Day. And we'll start with Woody Herman and East of the Sun. Thank you.
that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see. The spark that's a coral on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're going to listen to some big bands from days gone by. We're starting out in the 30s and moving on into the 1950s. We just heard from Anita O'Day along with Gene Krupa and his orchestra, and Skylark from 1941. Duke Ellington and his orchestra joined us with Joya Sherrill and I'm Beginning to See the Light. And we started off the set with Woody Herman and East of the Sun from 1952. We're going to move back to 1934 for our next recording, and that's going to be brought to us by the very fine band led by Jimmy Lunsford. And he had a band in the 30s and into the 40s, and it was very successful. And again, lots of talent in the band. They're going to bring us a number called Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, which was written by Ray Lodwick. And a songwriter I'm not that familiar with, but had a wonderful name, Howdy Quixel. Isn't that a great name? Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. And then we will hear from another alumni of the Benny Goodman organization. We just heard from Gene Krupa. And we'll hear from the orchestra led by Teddy Wilson. Well, he branched off from the Benny Goodman outfit, and as did Gene Krupa. And Teddy set up his own band in 1939. And, of course, he was very well known as being one of the great swing and jazz pianists of his time. They will bring us a number written by George and Ira Gershwin called The Man I Love. And then we're going to hear from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Very, very popular at the time. And this is a particular favorite amongst their recordings of mine. And it's written by Alberto Dominguez and Milton Leeds. And it's called Perfidia. And it will be brought to us by the orchestra, led by Glenn Miller, along with Dorothy Clare and the Modernaires. And we'll start with Jimmy Lunsford, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down.
Sweet mama should. She got ambitious and she left me for good. I'm just as lost as any babes in the wood since my best gal turned me down. I never knew my gal would do me that way. Boy, never, never thought she'd leave me someday. But now there's nothing I can do or can say. I'm all alone. Oh, might have known. I thought she loved me like her sweet mama should. She got ambitious and she left me for good. I'm just as lost as any babes in the wood since my best gal turned me down. Since my best gal turned me down, turned me down. Since my best gal turned me down, turned me down. Since my best gal turned me down. Thank you.
rise up with media. For I found you the love of my life in somebody else's arms. Your eyes are echoing perfidia, forgetful of our promise of love, you're sharing another's charm.
With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody.
While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh. Perfidious one, goodbye.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to big bands from the 1930s through to the 1950s. We just heard from one of the most famous, and that was the one led by Glenn Miller. They brought us Perfidia from 1941 with Dorothy Clare and the Modenaires doing the singing. Before that, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra from 1939, the lovely Gershwin tune, The Man I Love. And we started out the very fine band, Jimmy Lunsford, from 1934, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. And we're going to move on now to the big band that was led by Benny Goodman. Well, he became known as the King of Swing, burst on the scene in 1935. In terms of popularity, though, of course, he'd been playing for many years before that. But his band was enormously successful, and it had some, as did the other bands, but Benny Goodman's band had some wonderful talent, including, as we've heard, Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa. We're going to hear them from 1939, and by this point, of course, Gene Krupa and Teddy Wilson have rather moved on, but the band is still going and is still wonderful. They're going to bring us a number called Sent For You Yesterday. And interestingly, this time, the songwriter and the singer's positions are rather reversed. The words are going to be brought to us by songwriter Johnny Mercer, who also was a singer. And the song itself was written by singer Jimmy Rushing, one of the Count Basie group, I believe, along with Eddie Durham. So that'll be Benny Goodman and his orchestra, along with Johnny Mercer, and Sent For You Yesterday. Then our next two numbers will feature a rather famous singer from the 20th century, and that's Bing Crosby. We're going to hear an early Bing and a somewhat later Bing, but both in the 1930s. He really sort of went on his solo career, I guess we'd have to say. He'd been singing with the Paul Whiteman Band in the 20s, but early 30s, he's out on his own, and, well, the rest is history, of course. We'll hear him from 1932 with Isham Jones and his orchestra, the orchestra, by the way, that was taken over by Woody Herman, who we've already heard from this morning. Very fine band. The song's called Sweet Georgia Brown. It was written by Maceo Pinkard and Ben Burney. Then we'll follow that up with another recording by Bing from 1937, so this is 5 years later. And he's accompanied by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, and the two of them had a long-running relationship. I think Jimmy Dorsey used to be the orchestra frequently featured on Bing's radio show around this time. This was a big hit for both Bing and Jimmy Dorsey. The song is written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revell. 1937, it's called Never in a Million Years. And we'll start with Benny Goodman and Johnny Mercer, Sent for You Yesterday.
Lonesome shining through the trees. Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your arms look lonesome when your baby's packed to leave? Sent for you yesterday, yeah, you come today. Today, sent for you yesterday, yeah. We'll be right back.
has got a shade on, sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you why, and you know I don't lie, not much. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, sweet Georgia Brown.
It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, sweet Georgia. They call her sweet Miss Georgia Brown.
Another you, I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surpassed. And darling, for a million Junes, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. We would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. Never in a million years.
Open since 1982, Steve's Music is a go-to music store and a certified vendor service center. Located at 308 Riedel Street at the corner of King Edward, Steve's Music offers a great variety of products from guitars, keyboards, electronic music production, drums and percussion, and DJ gear, all at a great price. The huge amount of selections can satisfy anyone's needs, from amateurs to professionals. Make sure you visit Steve's Music for all the top brand names in musical instruments.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we are listening to some big bands along with some very nice singers, and we just heard two recordings made by Bing Crosby. Most recently we heard him from 1937 with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra and a number called Never in a Million Years, and that was written by Matt Gordon and Harry Revell. Before that, we heard from a young Bing, and it's interesting to hear the contrast, the development in his style. But I love his early stuff as well, just lovely. 1932, he's joined by the Isham Jones Orchestra with the classic Sweet Georgia Brown. And I was just listening to the orchestra there, and very, very typical of the time. You hear that very fast rhythm and very prominent bass there, but also just a great example of the early jazz, and why I do so enjoy being able to share it with you. And we started out with a recording from the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1939. And it featured the songwriter Johnny Mercer bringing us the lyrics. Johnny Mercer, of course, very famous songwriter and record and entrepreneur, set up the Capitol label, which went on to great glory. They brought us a number written by Eddie Durham and Jimmy Rushing, who I believe worked with the Count Basie outfit. And I think we heard Jimmy earlier in the show. And they brought us Sent For You Yesterday. Well, our next band is also, we're going to hear a recording from 1939. And this is another clarinetist who had a very popular band around that time, Artie Shaw and His New Music. And we're going to hear him with a song written by songwriter Cole Porter. Introduced in the film Rosalie, this is the title song, and the words are brought to us by Tony Pastor, who I believe was a member of the Artie Shaw Orchestra also at the time. And then we're going to hear another piece from the Woody Herman Orchestra. This one's from 1953, and again, written by Cole Porter. I think this has been recorded by so many different bands and singers. And the number is called I Love Paris, and that will be Woody Herman. And we'll start with Artie Shaw and His New Music with Tony Pastor, Rosalie.
Thank you. Since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love, so Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine? Rosalie, mine.
Woody Herman with I Love Paris from 1953. Lovely Cole Porter number. A little example there of the fine Woody Herman style. As he moved on into the 50s and 60s, that very expansive and flowing sound. And of course, we heard Woody himself Very fine alto sax solos on that one. And we started out with another Cole Porter number, taken from the film Rosalie, the title song. 1939, Artie recorded this with, I believe, his second big band. It's called Artie Shaw and His New Music. And he was joined on that one by Tony Pasta, a band member and also a very fine tenor sax player, brought us the lyrics to that lovely tune. Well, we are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. And he's got some lovely jazz for you. Another 2 hours of great music just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. Well, our last number today, well, I've been saying that this is a program about big bands, and we're going to actually have a smaller group as our last feature. I also was saying how much I enjoy the early jazz, and we're going really early on this one, 1925. The group is called the California Ramblers, and a lot of these groups were where many of the later, more prominent jazz musicians found their, did their formation, their training. In this case, the California Ramblers was set up, included artists like the Dorsey brothers, Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, and Red Nichols. Well, they're going to bring us a really cute number from 1925. It was written by Ray Henderson, Sam Lewis, and Joseph Young. And it's called 5 Foot Two, Eyes of Blue.
Could she woo? Could she, could she, could she, could? Has anybody seen?